Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hello, my friends. Today, I want to talk about the 8 techniques that help you manage your emotions. Emotions are tricky. They can dictate how we think and act. On the one hand, they're vital to us as human beings. On the other hand, they can wreak havoc in our lives. The difference is how you manage them. If we're not careful, we may act on our emotions too quickly, which may lead us to make decisions that we come to regret. Learn how to work with your emotions instead of letting them get the better of you. Try these ideas to help better manage your emotions. Avoid reacting immediately. If a situation has triggered strong negative emotions, try to remove yourself from the situation, either mentally or physically. Walk away. If possible, perhaps to find a quiet place to perform some deep breathing exercise while you collect your thoughts, you can then return to the situation, safe in the knowledge that these emotions are just temporary. If you can't walk away, take a moment to breathe deeply while you consider an appropriate response. The extra oxygen will help you relax your muscles, calm your mind, and clarify your thoughts. Once you've calmed yourself, respond to the situation with well-thought-out reply, rather than a knee-jerk reaction. Look for divine guidance. Often those with faith are better able to control their emotions. When you feel yourself becoming overwhelmed by emotions, close your eyes and seek a positive solution. Asking the universe, your highest power, the divine, or even your inner wisdom for the best way forward. Find a healthy outlet for your emotions. Once you've managed to control your emotions, it's important to find a healthy way to release them. It's never a good idea to bottle up your emotions, as eventually they'll bubble over. Consider these ideas. Call or visit a friend or family member that you trust to talk about the situation, about how you reacted. When you hear someone else's opinion, you broaden your awareness and may be able to view the situation from a different perspective. You could also consider keeping a journal or a diary in which to write down your feelings or emotions. Once you're able to see the situation on paper, sometimes you're able to see it more clearly.
It may help you to release your emotions or spark ideas which help you to resolve this situation. For some people, aggressive forms of exercise help them deal with emotions, while others find that calmer methods such as yoga or meditation work best. Try these methods and see what works best for you. Replace negative thoughts with positive ones. When you experience negative emotions, you think negative thoughts, and vice versa. This can create a cycle of negativity that can be hard to break out of. Whether you experience an emotion that causes you to think negatively, replace these thoughts with positive thoughts. You could try to play out the ideal resolution to your current issue, or simply think about someone or something that makes you happy. Forgive what triggered you. What sets off an emotional reaction in you? Perhaps you feel anger when your friend does that thing you hate. Or perhaps you feel depressed thinking back at a decision you could have made differently. Forgive whatever is causing the negative emotion. This will help you to become detached from these triggers and may stop these emotional reactions from boiling over in the future. When you take control of your emotions, you take control of your future. Practice these strategies and take back control of your life. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at ElevateLifeProject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.